You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Of all the changes to our economy in the past decade, one of the biggest is the rise of the sharing economy. And that, of course, includes Airbnb. But new research in San Francisco finds that Asian and Hispanic hosts tend to charge less for their rentals than their white counterparts, which means they're missing out on potential income. Here's one experience.
I am Mishi Hotchkiss, and I am an Airbnb host. I'm in San Francisco, and I've been doing it for 4 years. I got a divorce, and so I needed to make some extra money in order to stay in my house. I have a friend who lives up the street, and she Airbnbs her place, so she told me that that's what I should do with the extra bedroom and bathroom in my house. I believe it's $125 a night, and then an extra $25 for extra person. So anywhere from $125 to $150. I think I just looked at others and just did the average. It went well, and I was pretty much booked all the time. And then Airbnb came out with their own system in suggesting what I should charge. So I used that for a little while, and it was about $85. And I was booked all the time as well, but I just raised it back to $100. I was just getting worried about not being booked, and I think Airbnb has become more and more popular, and I thought maybe there was more competition. So I thought it was a good idea to lower it, but now I've put it back up, but it's still $25 less than it was 4 years ago.
That was Airbnb host Mishi Hotchkiss. For more on the Airbnb study, I spoke with Venu Kakkar. She's an assistant professor of economics at San Francisco State University, and she did the research with a team of students.
Our study really focuses on an interesting aspect of peer-to-peer e-commerce. And if you look at it, peer-to-peer e-commerce has experienced a shift from the online marketplace being anonymous to it becoming characterized by the personalization of buyers and sellers online. And this personalization includes buyer reviews, personal pictures and profiles, and other biographical information that is intended to reduce the perceived purchase risk or to facilitate trust in the sellers. And this entire phenomenon has made the online marketplace very susceptible to traditional market failures, including potential racial discrimination. So now buyers have the information to bypass sellers based on personal information such as race or gender in a manner that was similar to bypassing a brick-and-mortar store.
Wow.
And so we are examining in this study the effect of online host information such as race, gender, sexual orientation, et cetera, on the price of available rental listings in San Francisco on Airbnb.com.
And so when you look at that data, were you able to tell who was making that choice? Was it white people who were choosing just to stay in Airbnbs owned or rented by white people?
No, we don't observe that. We don't observe who the buyers are necessarily. But we are trying to infer racial discrimination or possible racial discrimination from the price differential that exists between Asian and Hispanic hosts and white hosts for equivalent rentals. In order to do the study, we had to think about what are all of the variables that might influence the price of an Airbnb unit. So as a host, you think about some of the rental unit characteristics when you're putting up the price. You're thinking about things like whether it's a whole apartment or a private room that you're renting out, how many bedrooms and bathrooms you have, how many guests you can accommodate, et cetera. And there are some other features that are always listed on Airbnb, such as if the host has a Facebook or a LinkedIn page, what is the minimum number of nights required for the guest to stay, how are the cancellation policies, et cetera. So these are some of the rental listing features that can potentially affect price.
You know, there have been a lot of studies that looked at the Airbnb experience from the viewpoint of the guest. I'm curious why you decided to look as an economist at kind of the supply side of this, the host side of this.
Yeah, so there is a study that looks at what's happening at the host side. So as a host, can I now see who this potential renter is, if they are a minority, and can I discriminate against them by not renting out to them? And there is a study that does that, and they actually send out emails with different names, with white-sounding and black-sounding names, and then they see the behavior of Airbnb hosts. And that's another type of discrimination that we're talking about. However, it's very, very difficult for us to observe what the buyers are doing. And so in order to address the issue that we were interested in, we had to look at it from the aspect of the host and see, is there any type of possible discrimination that could be taking place that now manifests itself in the prices of Airbnb units?
So thinking about this going forward and trying to, you know, as you talk about it, correct a market failure, is that possible? And, you know, how would that even be done? I mean, I guess, would you have to remove all personally identifying information out of a peer-to-peer marketplace in order to do that?
That's a good question. And that's a difficult question to ask as well, because Airbnb is not forcing hosts to put this information out there. I'm going to say two things about this. One, that there is a very good faith effort on the part of Airbnb that does let buyers and sellers or potential renters and hosts sign a non-discrimination agreement. And that really addresses some of this issue where you basically sign an agreement saying you are not going to discriminate based on religion, race, sexual orientation, etc. on the Airbnb online marketplace. Another thing that they've been doing is to offer optional diversity training to both hosts and to potential renters, and that's optional. But one thing that could be done is to make biographical information less prominent on the Airbnb online marketplace. So when a potential renter goes there, it's sort of not all in your face that you're seeing the race of the host and all of their biographical information. Maybe they can make user reviews more prominent. And so there is no silver bullet here.
Venu Kakkar is an assistant professor of economics at San Francisco State University. Thanks so much for talking with us about your work.
Thank you, Lizzie.
We reached out to Airbnb, and they told us every Airbnb host sets their own price and has access to smart pricing tools that provide dynamic feedback based on their unique space without any regard or consideration for host identity.